WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano.
It's been really smoky. You can smell it really bad, like it's right down the street.
The post fire in Los Angeles County getting a little too close to comfort for that resident of Santa Clarita. LA County Fire Department Captain Marco Rodriguez says this fire is happening so early in wildfire season, a lot of the heavy equipment crews rely on is not yet available.
This is definitely early. There's definitely a concern. This is not a great sign.
More residents are being warned about possible evacuations. More than 55 million people across the nation are already under an alert for extreme heat, and the intense heat wave is just beginning to spread. By later this week, about 82% of people in the U.S. will feel temperatures topping 90 degrees.
When you look at humidities that are, you know, above 60%, 70%, that essentially envelopes an individual and it doesn't allow heat to basically escape into the environment, allow you to cool down.
That's George Chiampas, an emergency physician at Chicago's Northwestern Memorial Hospital. Israel's military says it is beginning a daily tactical pause in the fighting to allow for humanitarian aid to get into southern Gaza. CBS's Skylar Henry is following that for us.
Aid trucks were seen on the Israeli side of the Kerem Shalom border crossing after Israel's military announced a daily pause in its offensive. The pause applies to about 7.5 miles of road in the Rafah area in order to allow more humanitarian aid into Gaza, where more than 80% of the population has been displaced. However, the military said fighting in the city of Rafah, where Israel is targeting Hamas, would continue.
Ohio Congressman and Chairman of the House Intelligence Committee Mike Turner doesn't agree with fellow Republican Matt Gaetz that former President Trump told House Republicans behind closed doors Ukraine is, quote, never going to be there for us.
I don't believe that the president, that Trump did that. I was certainly present. He did raise issues of how the Ukraine issue is being handled.
Turner appeared on CBS's Face the Nation. Meanwhile, Democratic Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy says Trump can't be trusted with Ukraine.
A clear contrast between Joe Biden, who's going to stand up for the free world, and Donald Trump, who's going to hand the free world over to autocrats and dictators.
Murphy was on CNN's State of the Union. Nearly 80 countries have jointly called for the territorial integrity of Ukraine to be the basis for any peace deal to end Russia's 2-year war. Some key developing nations at the Swiss conference did not join in: India, Mexico, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, Thailand, and the United Arab Republics. Dixie and Pixar's Inside Out 2 topped the weekend box office, taking in $155 million. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Yo, last crack. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Dolly. Brand new music there from Fuzz Dolly. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy, original hard rock, punk, and metal until midnight tonight. I'm Jimmy K. filling in for M. Shell. M. Shell will be in later this hour. She has an interview with Southeast Wisconsin prog rock specialist, Queen of Dreams. Looking forward to that interview. That's coming up just after 10:30 at 11 o'clock. I'll have an essential last crack for you. Right now, let's do some rock and roll from Else, More to See. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
don't let go.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Outside and all alone, the friends I love.
Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music with Sky Urchin and the Majestic. Freezing Cold before that. Brand new music from the Up and Up. Started the set off with Else and More to See. It is Maxine Kevy, original local hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin until midnight. Maxine Radio is sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home now at movetomadison.com. We got Queen of Dreams coming up with M. Shell. Great interview. Check that out in just a few minutes. In the meantime, it's brand new Peacemaker. It's Jumpstart. It's Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. Toss around a thousand names, ran out like a ocean to save. All my thoughts now reek of rust. The oil pan is caked over in blood. Drain plug leaking in the head. Don't try and fix it on my own. I think it's time for a jump start. Feeling naked in my mind and in my heart. Can't expect it with this longer. No cracking amps can get no stronger. Rubber refuses to keep a grip. Shocks are fighting just to quit.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison Market is hot right now, so get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes. Easy and convenient virtual or in person showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. Move to Madison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Move to Madison.com. Spring is in the air.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your Realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Spring has sprung, and if you're like me, spring cleaning takes on a whole new level. I don't just clean, I get up and find a new home. And for those that know that the Aaron Weber Group and MoveToMadison.com is the place to buy and sell your home. With listings updated every 15 minutes, easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings, the Aaron Weber Group should always spring to mind when you buy or sell. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. More than a website, it helps you spring into action.
Welcome to the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hello, all, and thank you for listening to Max Inc. Heavy. That was The Blank Page by Queen of Dreams. I'm your host, Emshel, and I'm here with Lindsay of Queen of Dreams. Queen of Dreams is an epic progressive power metal band from Wisconsin, specifically out of Madison. They are a blend of heaviness and imagination. And Lindsay, the powerhouse vocals behind Queen of Dreams, also runs Rock Against Violence. And that is a benefit that raises funds, advocacy, and empowerment against domestic violence. Thank you so much for being on Heavy tonight, Lindsay.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me. I'm excited for this.
Absolutely. I'm so happy to have you on the show. I've heard nothing but great things about Queen of Dreams. Your music is awesome. So tell us a little bit about Queen of Dreams.
Yeah, we are a six-piece band from right here in Madison. What's, you know, extra fun is that we are three females and three males, pretty blended backgrounds. And we do awesome, like you said, epic music, blending heaviness and imagination. A lot of music based off of literature, actually. Most of our songs are inspired by different books.
Oh, that's so cool. I don't hear that often. So
yeah,
name one of the books that it's that you are inspired by.
Sure. A lot of the Malazan books have been a huge influence for the writing for both our first album and our upcoming second album. A couple of the guys in the band, Dan drums and Caleb, who does guitar, both really love that series, and it's been a big inspiration for a lot of their songwriting, as well as, you know, anything by Tolkien is obviously amazing and makes
yes.
for a great fantasy inspiration.
Yes, I love Tolkien for sure. So how long has Queen of Dreams been a band?
Been together roughly since about 2019. That is when I joined, and they were kind of piecing together a little bit before that, but it kind of came into its entirety in about 2019, the winter.
Awesome. So fairly new, but a few years under your belt.
Yeah.
How long have you been a musician?
Well, if you count being a musician as being in a band since 2019, before that, I have a lot of choir and karaoke under my belt, but that was my only experience before joining Queen of Dreams, actually.
Hey, and that's, you know, your voice is your instrument, so you are a musician, you know, whether that was singing at karaoke, you know, it led to you joining a band, which is awesome.
Hell yeah. And super talented folks that I get to hang out with in that band. I'm really lucky.
That's always a plus. Absolutely. So where does the name come from?
The Queen of Dreams is one of the deities in the Malazan series, actually.
Cool. Okay.
Which I unfortunately cannot explain more about because I have not read it. I've just gotten the cliff notes of the Malazan series.
That's super cool, though. I'm not familiar either, so I'm gonna have to go look it up. I'm sure there are plenty of our listeners that love it, and I know I could talk to a few different fans in the fantasy genre that would probably know exactly what you're talking about.
Sometimes we are lucky enough that someone will be like, oh my God, was that a reference to this? And like, they get it. And that's extra fun because especially when you're playing all original music that is adventure and fantasy inspired, like that doesn't always happen. So when somebody picks up on a reference and like, it's like, hey, I'm so excited about that. Is that really about this? And you're like, hell yeah. Thank you for catching that. It's extra fun.
Yeah. Finding the hidden nerds in the crowd. I love it.
Yeah, exactly. Nerd pride.
Yes, nerd pride for sure. So where can we find your music and keep in touch with you, whether it's social media or Bandcamp?
Yeah, we are on all streaming services. So Spotify, Amazon, YouTube, we are also on Bandcamp. If you wanted to get a hold of us, you could do that. The best way to do that is actually through our Facebook page, messaging us that way. We respond pretty quickly that way, or email.
Awesome. Okay. Queen of Dreams on Facebook.
Yeah.
So tell us some of your upcoming shows.
Yeah, we have a few coming up. On June 29th, we are playing at the Save the Grandstand event in Portage at the Columbia County Fairgrounds. And then, awesome, we were invited to open for Helium Prime and Aftertime at the Crucible July 5th. We are super excited about that. And we just recently got added to the Blades of Steel Metal Fest. So some pretty exciting opportunities for us coming up this summer.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are all wonderful places and events to be involved with.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
So if you guys are just tuning in, this is Max and Kevy, and I'm Amshel here with Lindsay of Queen of Dreams. We're talking about their upcoming shows and music. We will be playing Waiting for a Savior from Queen of Dreams after this interview. But first, I really want to switch things over and talk about Rock Against Violence. So, Lindsay, please tell us about Rock Against Violence.
Yeah, Rock Against Violence will be Saturday, September 14th, starting at 3 p.m. at Studio 301 in Portage, Wisconsin. This is our very first year doing it. Rock Against Violence is a fundraiser that we are putting on to raise funds for DAIS specifically this year, which is the Domestic Abuse Intervention Services, which is the organization of Dane County that helps people affected by domestic violence. And we are going to have live music. I believe there's like 14 bands. We'll have a meat raffle and a silent auction. And we're really hoping to spread some awareness and empower people to either get help or people who have been affected by domestic violence, empower them and know that like, hey, we're here, we support you, and we're raising money for you to have more services.
Yeah, absolutely. What a wonderful cause to be a part of. So what inspired you to start this event?
So both my co-founder, who happens to be one of my best friends, and I have been personally affected by domestic violence. And we're both in a really good place in our lives where, you know, we want to give back in some capacity. And I had been thinking about it for a long time, like, wouldn't it be amazing if I could like rock out with people and like do something good at the same time. And I had posted something on Facebook like, wouldn't this be neat if we did this someday? And I got so much like support and love back about it that I just was like, girl, F it, we're doing it. So here we are, we're doing it.
I love that. That's, you know, what a way to turn your pain into something positive.
Yeah.
That can affect other people. I'm all about that.
Yes, exactly.
Some of those bands are Blame It on Kane, Would You Kindly, Abaddon's End, Order of the Jackal, Queen of Dreams, of course, and Y-Lab. Those are some of my favorites. Those are ones that I know for sure that we play and more on here on Max Inc. Heavy. So I'm really excited for that. So go check out Rock Against Violence on Facebook. So Lindsay, what advice can you give to other metal bands that are trying to kind of break into the scene? How to get maybe on some of these bigger events, and especially some advice to some of the female fronted bands out there?
Yeah, I would say that my biggest advice, as cliche as it may sound, is like to be like confident and just keep putting yourself out there. Like, go to other shows, like go support the other bands in the scene, become friends with them, like play shows. You know, when you're asked to play something, like who cares if you play first? That's fine. And then be professional, have fun, do your best, and like, but be confident in what you are doing, that like your music is awesome, you're having a good time, like just live it up. And then female fronted wise, I think there's, in the past, I'd say there's been a little bit more backlash towards females in the metal scene, but I'm seeing so many more females in the metal scene and people that are just like, who cares? Like, they don't care if you're a female or a male, just like rock it out, you know, like make friends with the other bands and have fun.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, good music is good music. Talent is talent, yeah. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Not everybody's going to like your music, and that's fine. If you're good and you know you're good, great. Keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just keep putting yourself out there. You're going to find the right people that love it eventually. And they're going to be like, hey, you want to do this show? And, you know, you just kind of keep hopping on to more. So the opportunities will come if you put yourself out there.
I love that. Such a positive outlook. I love all of your advice, your wonderful insights into what makes you you, and that really comes out in the music. And I'm really excited to catch a show of yours soon, because I have not seen you live, and I am ashamed to say that, because I've heard, like I said, absolutely nothing but good things about you guys. So
you gotta do it, girl. I think we're a good time.
Good. Like you said, if you're having fun, then screw everybody else. That's their problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, right now we are going to play Waiting for a Savior by Queen of Dreams on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
I'm not afraid to die.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Let's go!
Saint Kevin on Civic Media, original hard rock, punk, and metal from Wisconsin, and Revolution X and 12 Gauge Remedy. Hey, be sure to tune into Max Inc. Radio next weekend. We got Matt, the owner of Lola's, coming in. A great Madison restaurant on the north side that's just fantastic. We'll tell you all about it. Mike Huberty from American Ghost Walks and the Rogue Electric are live in the lair. And Reflection of Flesh will join M. Shell next week, next Sunday for Max Inc. Heavy. This band was with Michelle last week. It's Buster Daisy. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Pretend
candy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with a Work Money Minute about buying versus leasing a car. Okay, I gotta say up front, I love cars. I took auto shop in high school, I worked on my own cars, I love driving stick, but I don't really get my sense of identity from the car I drive. Buying versus leasing comes down to whether having that shiny new car every few years really matters to you and if you can afford it. Leasing can make sense for middle or upper middle income people who really like having that shiny new car and can afford the mileage limits and the higher long-term costs, because it does cost more. But for the rest of us, purchasing a pre-owned vehicle that's in good shape is the most financially savvy decision that we could make about a car. For more tips on saving more and spending less, text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.